I thought of scripture that would be suitable to read this evening, if, not a lot, but from the book of First Thessalonians. I'm so thankful that everything that we do, everything that God wants us to do, He has His Holy Spirit and He has His Holy Word to guide us. Praise His name. We stand on a solid foundation. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Other foundation can no man lay but that which is laid, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And thankfully, He dwells in His people. And you and I are a part of that church within which Christ dwells. And we're also told that we stand on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And the reason that we can do that is because Christ dwells within the apostles and prophets. He dwells within the ministries in the church. And we all have a part in this wonderful body of Christ. We're all ministers in our own way that God leads us. Praise His name. And so that's good to know. And in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, it talks about our relationship one with another. And beginning at verse 11 in this chapter, Thessalonians, what did I say? Corinthians, sorry. What I say and what I mean aren't always the same. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. It says, "Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." And if ever there was a day when people need comfort, it is today. And the duty of the church is to share comfort from Jesus Christ. Jesus was always comforting people. He was helping those that were down and out, and those that were in need. And that was His wonderful ministry. So He says, comfort yourself together and edify or build up one another, even as also ye do. And that should constantly be our desire to lift, to build up, to strengthen, to make strong, to walk in the ways of the Lord. And He says, and to esteem them very highly. In verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren, know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. And we thank God for men and women, for dads and moms, that He has given to families, is given to the church to oversee and to care for them. And those that God has given us to guide us, we should be very thankful for them. But they need our prayers as well. And because none of us can do what we do that's worth anything in our own strength. We need the strength from the Lord. And then He says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Praise the Lord. What wonderful advice. We just thank God for the peace that the Holy Spirit gives to us, that we can walk in peace and we can walk in love. And Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give unto you. The world does not have peace. All we have to do is look around us everywhere, and we see anything but peace. We see strife. We see hatred. We see wars, trouble on every hand. But Jesus brings peace. And He's here tonight. He's here in this camp to bring that sweet peace. Praise God. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. You know, we are our brother's keeper. When Cain killed Abel, and the Lord asked him what happened, he says, am I my brother's keeper? But you know, we are our brother's and our sister's keeper in this body of Christ. We care for one another. We want to help one another. We want everyone to grow and become strong. And so he says, warn them that are unruly. And so we need to help those who are following a wrong path to warn them of the dangers of walking in the wrong way. Comfort the feeble-minded. And he doesn't say look down on the feeble-minded. He says comfort them. Bless them. Help them. Let them know that Jesus loves them. Praise God. That's what people need to know. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. What a wonderful gospel. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. But ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And we know the way of the world. It is to render evil for evil. It is to try and get even if somebody does some wrong to you. But Jesus, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even Stephen, the martyr Stephen, he said, Father, lay not this sin. When they were stoning him, he says, lay not this sin to their charge. You know, it's only by the Spirit of God that we can have that kind of an attitude. But God is able to give that. Praise the Lord. He says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice. Pray without ceasing. Prayer should be a daily part of our lives. Praying in the Holy Ghost, praying by the Spirit, praying in the unknown tongue, praying with understanding, and praying without understanding. But God is the one that understands. Praise His name. And this is a verse that really came to my mind. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I'm sure we can all think of times in our lives when things have happened and there's no way in the natural mind we could give thanks for them. But it's very pleasing to the Lord to give thanks even in times of trial, even in tough times. One place it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When something happens that you feel bad about, don't cry about it. Say, well, praise the Lord, Father, you knew about it even before it ever happened. It's quite a thing when things go against us and it hurts the natural man. But what is pleasing to God is when we give thanks in everything. Quench not the Spirit. And I appreciated the prophecies that came tonight, that there is that willingness to just prophesy the things that God put on your heart. And it's wonderful. Prophecy does three things. It comforts, it edifies, and it exhorts. And we need that. We need that prophecy in the church. Praise God.